Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and you've come to the right place.
And I'm Marie. Today we have a great lesson for you. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title of this mystery is The Garden and the Boots. The Garden and the Boots. Marie, do you have a garden?
I don't have a garden, Peter, but I would like to have one day. I want a garden with many different kinds of flowers.
Well, today we are in the neighborhood with Mr. E. And wherever Mr. E goes, there always happens to be a mystery.
I know. Hey, I wonder what will happen today. Well, we know that maybe a garden and boots will be part of the mystery.
That's true. Friends, do you remember what a mystery is? That is when something happens, but you don't know why.
And Mr. E solves mysteries. He is very good at it, too. When you have a problem or a mystery, to fix it, you say you solve it.
That's right. Solving the problem or the mystery is when you find the answer. Maybe we can solve this mystery together.
That's right. I think we can do it. All right, well, let's go to our keywords right now. Here's Christina.
Hello, 今天又到了 E 先生办案的时候咯。首先出场的是他的邻居 ,his neighbor。邻居就是 neighbor。这个字里面的 GH 不发音念成 neighbor。His neighbor is very upset. 形容词 upset 表示心烦苦恼的或者是难过生气的。所以他的邻居恐怕不太开心，因为有人到他的花园来捣蛋。E 先生根据线索在路上找到了一个小女孩，她正在绑鞋带。She is tying her shoes. 绑东西的这个动作就是 tie. 它的现在分词是 T-Y-I-N-G, tying.小女孩说花园里的脚印不是她的，然后指向她的爸爸说可能是她吧。She pointed to a man. Point 可以当动词表达往某个方向指去的动作。E 先生走向前去，这位男士却问，你知道我的女儿在哪里吗？ Do you know where my daughter is? 名词女儿就是 daughter。这下子E 先生宣布破案了，有人需要去向他的邻居道歉。道歉是 apologize. Someone needs to apologize. 我们一起来看看他是怎么破案的。
I am walking. My neighbor stops me. She is very upset.
Mr. E! Someone pulled up the flowers in my garden. Oh, my poor flowers!
She cries. We go to the garden.It is a beautiful garden. Well, it was a beautiful garden. Now, the flowers are all ruined.
I think kids did this,
she says.
They're always playing around my garden.
Today starts in the neighborhood. Mr. E is walking. I like to walk in my neighborhood, too.
Yes, that is nice. The neighborhood is the place you live. It's everything that is close to your home. I have a park in my neighborhood.
And a person that lives in your neighborhood is called a neighbor. Do you know your neighbors?
Yes. Neighbors know each other. They see each other outside and places like the grocery store.
That's right. Well, Mr. E's neighbor is upset. That's not good. She is not happy at all. What's the problem?
Well, someone pulled up all the flowers in her garden. Oh, her poor flowers.
Oh, that is not good. But that phrase you just used is...When you want to show you are sad about something or someone, you can use this word, poor.
Right. Did you hear about the students? They have lots of homework and a test tomorrow. Poor students.
I dropped my new book and it got wet. It is ruined. My poor book.
Oh, that's too bad. When something is ruined, you can't use it anymore.
That's right. When something is broken, maybe you can fix it. But if that thing is ruined, you can't fix it.
Or you can talk about other things with this word, too. I was having a good day, but then I got bad news. It ruined my day.
I was playing baseball, but it started to rain. The rain ruined the game.
So this woman has a beautiful garden. Well, she had a beautiful garden. Who do you think did this?
The woman thinks it's a kid. They are playing in the garden all the time. Let's learn more about this with Mr. E in the next part.
I see some footprints in the dirt. They are very large. They don't look like kids' footprints. I walk down the street. I see a little girl. She is tying her shoes. I ask her about the garden.
I didn't make those footprints. Maybe my dad did. I'm mad at him, and he has big boots,
she says. Then she points to a man.
We learned about a woman's poor garden. Someone ruined her garden and pulled up her flowers. Who did this?
That is what Mr. E is trying to find out. Who did it? Well, there are some footprints in the dirt. Gardens have lots of dirt. Plants grow in dirt.
I don't like dirt because it's dirty. It makes everything dirty.
Okay, that's true, but Mr. E sees footprints in the dirt. The woman thinks kids ruined her garden, but the footprints are large.
Yeah, they don't look like kids' footprints. Let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready to learn today's grammar point? It is a very useful one. Today, we are going to learn how to say that something doesn't look like something that belongs to someone. They don't look like somebody's. So, they don't look like mine, or these don't look like grandma's glasses. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Marie, are those my shoes?
No. They don't look like yours. Your shoes are big and my shoes are small.
Oh, sorry. That's right. They don't look like mine. Not at all. So let's get back to this mystery. Mr. E is looking for someone with big shoes. Maybe an adult.
Mr. E sees a little girl. She is tying her shoes. We have to do that every day, right? And we also visit Christina every day. Here she is.
有一个小女孩在绑鞋带。She is tying her shoes. 我们今天学了动词 tie, 它是绑的这个动作。动词要变成现在分词，一般都是在字尾加上 ing, 比如说 drink 加 ing 变成 drinking, wear 加上 ing 变成 wearing。 如果字尾有 e 的话，变分词的时候就要去 e 加 ing, 比如说 take, T-A-K-E 就变成 taking, T-A-K-I-N-G, change 就变成 changing。可是今天的 tie 如果去 e 加 ing 的话就变成 t-i-i-n-g, 很怪吧？所以 tie 的现在分词是 t-y-i-n-g, tying, 其实还有几个类似的例子，比如说说谎 lie， 它的现在分词就是 lying， 而死亡 die 的这个现在分词是 dying。这种分词变化的例子其实很少，所以不要紧张，不用太费力的去背规则，先记住这三个就可以了。tie, tying, lie, lying, die, dying.
Thank you, Christina. So this girl is tying her shoes. Mr. E asks her about the garden.The girl says she didn't make the footprints.
But she does think that her dad did. Wow, that doesn't really sound like what a dad would do.
The little girl is mad at him. Maybe that has something to do with her answer. But he does have big boots, and those were big footprints.
Yes, they were. Well, I'm very curious about whose footprints those are.But first, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends.Well, in our mystery, there is a little girl mad at her dad. Have you ever been angry at someone in your family?
I have, Peter. Actually, the other day, I was really angry with my sister.
Oh, no.
She tried on all my new clothes. I was very angry.
That's not fair. Well, that happens, doesn't it, with family? Well, friends, let's get back to this mystery. Here's the last part of our show.
I walk over to the man. Before I can ask him a question, he asks me one.
Hello, do you know where my daughter is?
He asks.
She's angry with me. And now, I can't find my garden boots.
Yes, I saw her. You should come with me. She can help you find your boots. And you can help her apologize for something.
So a little girl tells Mr. E to talk to her dad. Maybe he made the footprints. When Mr. E gets to him, the girl's dad wants to talk to him first.
That's right. Before Mr. E can ask him a question, he asks me one. What does he want to know?
He wants to know where his daughter is. Daughter is one of our words today.Let's review some of our family words. Well, there's mom and dad.
Right. Mom and dad have children. Girls are daughters, and boys are called sons.
This man doesn't know where his daughter is, and now he can't find his boots.
Wait, say that again.
He can't find his boots.
That's right.Peter, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Where are my boots?
I can't find my boots.
I can't find my boots. 我找不到我的靴子。
I can't find my boots.
Did you look under the bed?
Yes. I can't find my boots.
Did you look under the sofa?
Yes, I can't find my boots. Where else can I look?
On my feet. I'm wearing them.
That's why I can't find them?
Yeah.
I can't find my boots.
I can't find my boots. 我找不到我的靴子。
Now, let's review two ways to say the same thing. The girl said she is mad at her dad, and her dad said she is angry with him. Mad at or angry with. You cannot say mad with someone, but you can say angry with someone.
Oh, well, I think I understand this mystery, Peter. This girl needs to apologize for something.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'll tell you after we learn more with Christina.
医先生最后说 ,You can help her apologize for something. 你可以帮助她为某件事道歉。所以 apologizing for something 就是为某件事道歉。你可以为自己犯的错道歉或者是为延误的进度道歉。I apologize for the mistake. I apologize for the delay. 接续词后面还可以接动名词片语。I apologize for coming late.He apologized for losing the game. 他为输掉比赛的这个事来道歉。另外如果是向某人道歉的话可以用 to. Apologize to someone. I want to apologize to you. She apologized to me for breaking my cup.
Thanks, Christina. When you say you are sorry for doing something,You are apologizing for it. So I am sorry. I apologize for not understanding what's going on in our mystery.
Well, this man, Mr. Green, can help his daughter apologize. And she can help him find the boots.
I still don't understand.
Okay, Peter. The girl took the boots and ruined the garden. She made the big footprints.People would think her dad did it.
Oh, I understand. What a great mystery. Mr. E does it again. Well, friends, we are out of time, so let's review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Neighbor. Neighbor. My neighbors are nice people.
Upset.Upset. Jan is upset because she lost her money.
Tie. Tie. Tie the string around the package.
Point. Point. She pointed at the funny dog.
Daughter.Daughter. How old is your daughter?
Apologize. Apologize. She apologized for being late. Okay, friends, those are the keywords you have today. And now let's review this lesson one more time together.
I am walking. My neighbor stops me.She is very upset.
Mr. E, someone pulled up the flowers in my garden. Oh, my poor flowers.
She cries. We go to the garden. It is a beautiful garden. Well, it was a beautiful garden. Now, the flowers are all ruined.
I think kids did this.
She says.
They're always playing.Playing around my garden.
I see some footprints in the dirt. They are very large. They don't look like kids' footprints. I walk down the street. I see a little girl. She is tying her shoes. I ask her about the garden.
I didn't make those footprints. Maybe my dad did. I'm mad at him.And he has big boots,
she says. Then she points to a man. I walk over to the man. Before I can ask him a question, he asks me one.
Hello, do you know where my daughter is?
He asks.
She is angry with me. And now I can't find my garden boots.
Yes, I saw her. You should come with me. She can help you find your boots.And you can help her apologize for something.
Ginger, where were you today?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Were you in the flower garden?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Someone was in the flower garden.
Why do you think it was me?
Because there are footprints in the garden. Monkey footprints.
Well, maybe it was another monkey.
And look, you have dirt all over you.
I do?
Yes. And what about these flowers?
What flowers?
These flowers. Oh. These flowers, are they from the garden?
Well, yeah.
Ginger, why did you pull the flowers out of the garden?
I was trying to make them grow taller.
Ginger.
And they fell out.
Hey, friend, summer is here. Get ready for the hardest time of the year. Hey, friend, summer is here. Get ready for the hardest time of the year. Will you go somewhere alone? Or go out with some friends? Just remember to have fun now, for the summer ends. Hey, friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hardest time of the year. Hey, friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hardest time of the year. Want to get some ice cream or watch a movie inside? Just remember your sunscreen when you take your bike for a ride. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here. Get ready for the hottest time of the year.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. So, Marie, you were angry with your sister. What happened in the end?
Well, after I found out she tried on my new clothes, she apologized, so I felt a lot better.
That is good. Apologizing is very important. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.